Hello.
Hi, is this Ms. Harden?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling from a home care agency, Family First Care, in regard to speaking with Shenandoah for services.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
I just wanted to see if you had any questions on the program in general for home care services and just check.
Yep. Okay, good. I really am new to all of it.
Okay.
I don't know anything. I would be a liar if I said I knew what I'm talking about.
No, you're all good.
I don't even know how to get help. I
have to start somewhere.
And drive people crazy.
You're all good. I'm here to help. So with the program, it is through welfare. It is called long-term.
I'm not welfare, though.
Let me see. Let me double check. So
I get complete disability, but I'm not welfare.
Got it. So welfare, when I say welfare, I mean Medicaid office.
Okay.
So let me see. So it would be, okay, let me explain this. Now, the UPMC Community Health Choices, this is where the program would run through. It would be UPMC Community Health Choices waiver program.
Uh-huh.
And then everything with Advantra would stay the same, okay?
Yes.
So what will happen is, did you or did Ms. Shenandoah tell you anything about the program? Or I know she gave you the number for the broker.
She gave me the number for the broker. And also, someone called the broker and had told. I also called the broker and left a message for them to call me back. So did whomever I was with on the line.
Okay.
I called two different ways. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you're good.
I was talking to a gentleman earlier. I don't know if it was a different agency or not. I'll call Meniscus. I think it's called the broker.
Did you have time right now, and what I can do with you, and not to overwhelm you, we can call in. I don't know if you got that scheduled yet. I can assist you call in and do a three-way call with you, and we can get that scheduled for you if you would like.
You can go ahead and do it because I called and I was waiting for them to call me back.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Right? Yeah.
So
I'm confused, so no, whatever you do is fine with me.
Okay. So I'm just going to explain before I do anything because I don't want to confuse you even more. So for this program and the number that my coworker gave you before this, that is for a Department of Human Services. It is a branch of, it is called the broker, or they call themselves Maximus is another name for it. They are in charge of long-term care applications.
Mm-hmm.
They're the hub of everything. So to get the ball rolling and to open an application for you, we can call into them and schedule you for your first in-person appointment with them. And they come out, they help you fill out an application for long-term care, and then send a physician's form to your doctor to get a list of diagnosis ailments so they can get to know your case a little bit better.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And now, do you have a primary care physician that you want me to give them?
Okay. I've been working with him, and he's trying to wait for a form. His name is Dr. Benjamin Crimpley.
Benjamin Crimpley, you said?
Crimpley, yes. I'll go to help. Yeah, Benjamin Crimpley. I'll give you his information in a minute.
Yep.
Health Center too. Give me one second. I can give you his number. The number is 215.
Yep.
218.
Yep.
2900.
Beautiful. 215. I'm just pulling this up because before we call in to schedule that, they will ask for the doctor's information and fax number. So I'm just pulling that up quick before we call in.
Yeah, I don't have a fax, but maybe you've got.
You're all good. I got that. All right. Perfect. Okay. So what I'll do is I will put you on a brief hold. Again, my name is Allison. They're going to ask you if it's okay that I stay on the phone with you, but that's the only way that I can assist you. So they'll authorize that, and then they will take down all of your personal information to create your case and then go into scheduling you within like the next 5 business days for a first appointment.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to put you on a brief hold. I'll come back with the representative for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Give me 1 second. So Ms. Harden, we're on with Ms. Whitney at the broker. She's going to assist us with your case today.
Okay. Thank you. Because someone just called me. I wonder if it's the same number. Okay.
All right. Hi, my name is Whitney. We're Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. I'm going to be the one assisting today. Before I get to you, Ms. Harden, I'm just going to finish up with Ms. Allison real quick, just on the spelling of her name and stuff.
Yep.
Allison, is it A-L-L-I-S-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your last name?
It is Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V as in Victor, A-N.
And what agency are you with?
It's called Family First Care, LLC.
And good phone number.
My direct contact, no extensions, it's 267-551-7421.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And then, mm-hmm. Ms. Mildred, can you state your full name and date of birth for me?
Sure. My full name is Mildred Diane Harden, H-A-R-D-E-N. My date of birth is 11-27-1961.
And then your address?
2202 South Hemberger Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145.
Thank you so much for that information. And do note, we will not discuss anything outside of written or verbal permission to do so. So I can say it was not us calling you because we have absolutely no cases here for you. So this will be a first time call. I did check for you. And yeah, so we're starting from scratch. Now, is this something, Ms. Allison, that you're going to be helping out with here now or just for today?
For the remainder of the application.
All right. Ms. Mildred, do you give authorization to actually add Ms. Allison as the authorized rep so she can assist you with getting updates and making changes as needed?
Yes, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. And I always recommend if you have a helping hand to always take it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be here.
And then give me 1 second here. I'm going to go ahead and start getting Allison added in here.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your business address over there?
It is 1 Winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G, Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, 19131.
One moment here. All right. You are all added here as the authorized rep.
Perfect.
And then, Ms. Harden, what's a good contact number for you?
267-414-4626.
Mm-hmm. And would you like to opt into receiving text messages from us by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. By providing the cell phone number, you are agreeing to the terms and conditions with receiving our text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. If you wish to stop getting our messages, you honestly just got to respond stop, and that will get you opted out. You can get our messages at different times of the day, and message and data rates may apply then, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're going to receive one right now from us, just letting you know you were opted into this. You can honestly just ignore it. And then I am just adding a couple pieces of details here. So if you're in Philly, you're in Philadelphia County then.
Yes.
Let's see. And then what about a last name to your primary doctor?
Benjamin Kremply, K-R-E-M-P-L-E-Y.
Awesome.
He's
okay. Is that the, okay. He has 2 different Broad Street locations. He has the North Broad and he has the South Broad. Which one do you go to?
I'm at South Broad, 1700 South Broad Street.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that information. And then that's who's going to receive what we call a physician certification form to fill out. Your doctor just fills that out and faxes it back on over to us.
Okay.
And then, Ms. Allison, did you already go over our waiver details and how the program works here?
Briefly. Yes.
Okay, I'll go over it. That's no problem. And then basically what you would be applying for, Ms. Mildred, it is called the Community Health Choices Program. It will allow a family member, friend, or agency to be the caregiver. You will get assistance with things such as bathing, dressing, prepping meals, light housekeeping, taking you to and from your appointments, as well as errands. But some of the extra benefits could be installation of an emergency alert system and home modifications.
Okay.
You will be selected an insurance company that covers both your services and your providers. And then to be eligible, you have to be eligible both financially and meet our program guidelines.
All right.
All right. So what I am going to do here next is start up a referral here for our program, and then we're going to get you scheduled so we can go out to the address to do the application for the home care services. All right. And then at this point, do y'all mind if I place y'all on a brief hold to start up the referral, and I'll be back for the scheduling?
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right. We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, and while she has me on hold, please don't think I'm crazy, but I got to ask.
Yeah.
I've been working in my bathroom for a minute. I had a very bad problem where I took all of my medical insurance that I was covered to pay for. It only paid for damages.
Okay.
But I had to put in all new pipes, all new everything in my bathroom, my ceiling, my everything.
Okay.
And I was getting my toilet, my tub taken out. Because I couldn't step over it anymore.
Got
it. That home modification, do that mean the shower too? Because I never could finish.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what it means. I've had a patient had that done to their house before because he couldn't get in into the tub. They did a walk-in shower for him.
And that's one reason why I was putting in it, because I keep tripping my feet.
Yep.
My left leg has what is called a drop toe,
yep,
or whatever. From an accident I had when I was young, and as I get older, I can't really lift my feet up there.
Oh, yeah, that'll cover it.
Okay. Should I be mentioning that to her? I don't know what to do.
No, so you're good. So I'll go over that after we get you scheduled. I'm writing that down so I can discuss it with you afterwards when we don't have this music in our ears.
Great, because I already had started the process.
Okay.
But I just couldn't finish getting it done.
Got it.
All right. Thank you all so much for holding. Let's go ahead and get you scheduled here. So I'm just verifying information here. So we're going out to the 2202 South Hemberger Street, Philadelphia, 19145.
Yes.
And then we have your phone number as the 267-414-4626.
Yes.
No interpreter, just English, right?
Right.
Okay, and then we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week available. Which day would be the best for you?
I would prefer my son was home. I don't know, but I'm going to say Wednesday for now, only because I know he's off tomorrow, and he's because he's here. He works part-time somewhere. He's normally here in the evenings and in the mornings, but I wanted to make sure whatever time you come that he's here. Because he takes care of me mostly.
Okay, give me one second.
What's a good time for him to be here?
Did you want morning or afternoon for Wednesday?
How's the latest they can come on a Wednesday? I just want to know.
On the Wednesday, the latest we do, we have window of time between, like, electric companies, so between 3 and 5.
How about 4:30?
We do windows of time. We come anywhere between the set time. So there's
between
no set
what time? Between
3 and
between
5.
Three
so
and
they
five.
Come anywhere. Yeah, they'll come anywhere
okay.
between 3 and 5.
Can you put that on for now? For next Wednesday?
Yes, I can. Absolutely. We're going to do that for next Wednesday. That is the 20th. So we're going to do that for next Wednesday, the 20th. You wanted to do the 3 and 5. One moment. And then
yeah,
the whole process here. Okay.
I'm listening.
And then the whole process here, it does take about 90 days or less, but that does start today. Within 5 to 10 business days after this appointment, what's going to happen is Department of Aging, it's going to get in touch with you by phone call to get you scheduled for the second in-person visit. They do the medical evaluations for the program.
Okay.
You'll also receive a letter in the next couple of weeks from the Department of Welfare. They fund the program, so they're going to be asking for a 5-year look back, a bank statements from 2020 to current.
Okay.
And then for your appointment for next Wednesday, what you need to have available is just simple things, your current medical card, so health insurance.
That's okay, yeah.
State ID or driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
List of household bills.
No problem.
And then the person coming out to see you is going to be enrollment case manager. His first name is Chino.
Chino? Hold on one second.
Yep.
Okay.
Last name is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y.
Okay.
And then he'll be there between 3 and 5. He'll call you the day of your appointment as a reminder he is coming out, and it'll take him maybe an hour to an hour and a half to complete your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm giving you next is your case number with us. We call it the Harmony ID number. You can use that on our audit meeting system or on our mm-hmm. website to check the status of your application. So your Harmony ID is going to be 111.
Mm-hmm.
4553.
111-4553.
You got it, yes. And if you are approved for our services, you may get a phone call from us just asking you how the process went or if there's anything we can change regarding our process. But other than that, y'all are all set and ready to go unless y'all have questions on my end.
I'm okay.
You're good, Ms. Harden. You are awesome, Whitney, as always. I appreciate your assistance.
Okay. Absolutely. I thank you guys for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Like always, we do have to offer the survey.
We're okay today, but the next time I get you, I'm taking the survey because I need to. Because you're really great.
Thank you, you guys.
Thank you again.
And I hope you both have a beautiful evening. Take care now.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Harden. So you are scheduled for your appointment. You can hear me, right?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
Perfect. So you're scheduled for your appointment. So what you just did was you scheduled your first appointment, got the ball rolling for the program to have Taylor take care of you. With this, I will help you through the state portion. Now, when we get you approved for this program and we go through, it won't take 90 days. It takes between 30 to 90, they say. Shortest is 30 days. What'll happen is they will send that approval for the program to UPMC. They go into assigning you another, it's called a service coordinator, but it's kind of like a caseworker through UPMC for the program.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then they will schedule with you a last final appointment that is for a plan of care. Now, this plan of care includes everything from home care hours that Taylor can work for you to the at-home modifications. They do emergency response systems. The Meals on Wheels program is included through there, or Mom's Meals, I think they do. And they also do medical equipment as well. If you need a wheelchair, walker, chair in the shower, any railings in home, all of that stuff is included.
One thing I don't want, please forgive me, I'm going to be so honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a walker.
Okay. It's your preference. You're good.
No, I'm messed up, but I don't want them things. They set me up a thing to see the foot doctor. And to see if they can get me some. I think orthopedic shoes may help me.
Got it. Ooh, comfy shoes.
I don't want to be walking around with that stuff at this age.
No,
I don't
yeah.
No, I know I'm vain. I know I sound stupid.
No, you're good. You're good.
And
it's your
I
preference.
Know my railing is a little messed up and while going up the steps.
Yeah, so
that I know that just has to be fixed in the wall because it keeps coming out.
Yeah, they'll make you, but honestly, they will, for the physical appointment. They're going to say, can you get up and walk across for me and, like, walk across the room? That's going to be a test for you to see your mobility and everything. And they're going to do it without a walker, with a walker, to see how the mobility is. They're going to test everything on you, honestly.
Good.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, my problem is I walk almost normal, but I trip often.
There you go.
I forget to lift my feet.
Aww.
And it's an automatic thing. It just, because I had that toe that don't weigh.
Yeah.
And so they'll see that when they touch it. They say it don't go nowhere.
My grandma had the same thing.
Because you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She had heavy
and
steps.
It's worse than trying to get up in the out of nowhere. I just start tripping.
Aww. So, yeah, that'll.
But I don't fall. I just trip. I did fall once, but I caught myself on the wall.
Got it.
For the most part, I just trip.
Yeah. So they'll come out. That'll be the second appointment. The first one that we just set up is more of like financial. Do you have any questions on, do you want to go over that at a later time? I know I don't want to overwhelm you.
No, you're not overwhelming me. I need to know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. So for this, you can either hand this in for the appointment that you scheduled for the 20th, or, you can hand it into the county assistant's office. I can assist you with it later on. But they're going to report any income resources that you get. Resources include bank account, 401k, pensions, and then income is any current employment work, any wages, salaries.
Oh, that's cool. That's so easy for me.
Okay.
I mean,
Social Security. Okay.
Social Security, disability, and a small pension of $2,995.
All right.
I ain't heard about it.
So what... Now, my next question is, where do you get your Social Security and pension deposited?
In my checking account.
And is that your own personal, like a TD?
My personal checking account.
Okay. Because that's what they're going to ask. They're going to ask, what income do you get? And if it's Social Security, where do you get that deposited?
Directly in my account.
And you've had that for 5 years?
My Social Security disability, it started last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then pension.
I had to go on early retirement while I waited for disability.
Okay.
And then when I got it, everything just goes to my checking account.
Okay. So I will see if they will have you hand in the 5-year look back fully, or just when you started getting your Social Security deposited in there.
Because if it's public assistance, they already got that information.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that they do. Sometimes they make you hand it in.
Because I have to hand it in every year. I was getting another kind of coverage from them.
Okay. So I'll double check with them. And then you can ask them during the appointment on the 20th what specifically that you'll have to hand in, and then we can go about it afterwards. Okay.
I got everything in the public assistance office.
Perfect.
They're coming from the public assistance office. They have almost everything on there.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll be good. We're in a good spot right now. Do you want me to give you my number so you can call me and I can help you?
I sure will. Hold on 1 second.
Yes, ma'am. Take your time.
I got an old phone that I can barely work.
Take your time.
And you're from... what are you from again?
You're all good. So my name is Allison, and I'm calling from a home care agency I work for. It's called Family First Care.
That's what I want, Family First.
And so I work as an application assistant, application enrollment specialist, whatever you want to call me. But my direct line is 267.
Okay.
551.
Uh-huh.
7421. Now, before I let you go, the person that called you was not the state. If you get a call from any other agency, home care agency, I at the end of this program, I'm going to be totally transparent with you. You can choose any agency you would like. However, I just do not want them
to
continue.
Whoever called me back, and I'm doing this now, and I'm happy with it. I started with Family First. I was talking to earlier. My sister Brenda told me to use Family First. I think that's who she may have gone through.
Okay.
Her name is Brenda Harden. Her grandson, Dashawn, takes care of her. And she was telling me about Family First. That's why I thought that's where I was calling. I don't know one from the other. I just was calling numbers, and I just screwed up. That's all.
You said Brenda Harden was your?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's Allison.
Yes.
From Family First. And I got your number as 267-551-7421.
Yes, ma'am. And then anybody else that calls you, if it's not the state, if it's not Maximus, if it's not myself, you don't have to answer. You can hang up, okay? I just don't want you to get confused because, yeah, there's a lot of scam calls. There's a lot of this and that, so.
Yeah.
All right, protect yourself.
Okay.
If you need me, you call me, but I will check up on you after the 20th, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much, Ms. Harden. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.